Hey, Dog Speak Geeks, do you know that we offer virtual lessons? You can sign up at any time through info@dogspeak101.com. Also, don't miss out on our dog communication seminar on demand or one of our live seminars in Middle Tennessee. We would love to assist you with any and all problems that you have, so give us a call, set up your session today. Hello, wonderful listeners. It's Nikki here with Dog Speak, redefining dog training. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Yes, that is a different intro. I thought I would try something different because I realized I never put my podcast name in the episode. I mean, I guess you can read it and you know what you're listening to, but maybe it's just something I should throw out there. Anyway, I hope everything is going well. I hope you guys have enjoyed the last few episodes that I have done. This one's probably going to be a little bit shorter. I'm trying to cram it in. I have to go to California for a full, 36 hours with my niece to check out a college with her. And they're really bad flights. I'm personally hoping they get canceled because I'd have to, be at the airport at 3:30 a.m. on Sunday. And then we fly back out Monday night to get back in at 5 o'clock Tuesday morning so that she can get to class. So, yeah, not looking forward to that. But I'm grateful to get to spend some time with her and hopefully get some more stuff done on my project. But I do want to mention a few things. We are looking to go ahead and schedule our first 3 months of webinars that we will be doing online, as well as any live seminars that we're going to do around the Middle Tennessee area. So we are going to be putting that out in December. If you are interested in having Dog Speak come speak to your training club, to your clientele, to your employees, to a group of friends who want to get together and learn with their dogs, please reach out and let's see what we can make happen. I'm scheduling for January, February, and March. So let me know. And as a reminder, I will be down in Savannah, Georgia, around Tybee Island and Hilton Head, South Carolina. I'll be down there starting around, I'm going to say November, as far as being available for a session, November 21st. So I'll be taking sessions November 21st, 22nd, and the 24th. I'll take that Sunday off to go and enjoy my time in Savannah with Willow. And if you want to meet Willow, she'll be with me. If you just want to buy us a drink, I mean, Willow can't drink yet, but if you just want to buy me a drink and say, hey, can we just shoot the shit? You know what? I would love to meet some of my listeners. So just holla and we can try to make that happen. Today's episode may be a little challenging for most people because they're going to have a hard time maybe grasping what I am going to talk about. And it's really helping to reframe something. I think it's about reframing what we think of something that we hold so dear. And that is obedience training. Now, today I want to talk about why obedience training is not the key to your dog's overall well-being. It's not the key to a solid relationship. It's not the key to anything, truly. So I really want to try to get you rethinking what it really means to have that relationship with your dog and what really matters in that relationship with your dog. And I've done a lot of episodes on what you need to be doing to build that relationship. But I want to talk specifically today of why obedience training is not, and it should not be your go-to. I am not saying to please don't train your dog. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that obedience training does not hold as much weight as most people believe. Let's talk about what obedience truly is. If we look at the definition of obedience, obedience is the act of complying with a command, a rule, or authority, whether through action or by refraining from action. It means following instructions given by someone in a position of authority, such as a parent, teacher, or government. The term can also be understood in a more personal or religious context as a willing submission to a higher power or calling, or acting on a sense of duty. Now, I really like, because it's broken down here and kind of three contexts that you can think about. It's compliance with authority in a general sense. Obedience is about following the rules.